With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning from Detroit's Christmas station, 100.3 WNIC. We're at 35 degrees. And welcome to Friday. Jay Towers, Allison, and Chelsea. We're all here ready for you and glad to put this week behind us. We have a lot to talk about today on the show, too. Like, how much should we be tipping this holiday season to the people that we interact with a lot? I never know. And I guess we're over-tipping now because of the pandemic. Ever since pandemic happened, now we have that guilt tip. We're like, you're working. Here's more money.
Well, a good amount of us feel the need to do that, and we're making up the difference. But for my sister, who's been door dashing lately, there's still those jerks out there that think that they can get you to run around and give you $0 to do it.
That's just crazy.
Which is
That's
odd because
so mean.
On the DoorDash app, it gives you three options, and I always pick my, I never go
and
with
they'll
their
ignore
option.
It.
I'm like, I'm not going to have a $15 order and give you $4.
I move one up, too.
You have to. Mm-hmm.
My brother is a pizza delivery driver, and he said he has never made so much money.
Yeah. I believe it. I believe it. We'll also talk about some of the things going on here locally. There's a lot more schools closed again today. More schools closed. We'll talk about that. Christmas mistakes that you make every single year, holiday mistakes, you maybe don't have to make them this year. We'll help you with that. And that's incredible today. Could it be that maybe you'll hear one day, not us, not Allison, not Chelsea, not me, but a computer that sounds like us. They're trying out the technology already.
Oh, good.
I hope you still get paid.
I have a stuffed talking gerbil at home that'll repeat everything you say.
Well, there you go.
That's kind of...
Guess who's on this weekend?
Siri, you got to feed him the lines, but then he'll do it.
Allison got an early Christmas gift. We've already seen it online, but we'll talk about it this morning. And Mr. Listers is coming up. Excuse me. A little gassy. All that more with 100.3 WNIC.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Alec Baldwin's first interview since the Rust tragedy happened last night with George Stephanopoulos, and he alleges that he explained how he think the gun that killed Helena Hutchins went off, even though he supposedly did not pull the trigger.
Okay.
Now, in this scene, I'm going to cock the gun. I said, do you want to see that? And she said, yes. So I take the gun and I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I said, do you see that? She goes, well, just cheat it down and tilt it down a little bit like that. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
So you have this Colt 45. You just pulled
the hammer as far back as I could without cocking the actual.
And you're holding on to the hammer.
I'm holding that. I'm just showing. I go, how about that? Does that work? Do you see that? Do you see that? She goes, yeah, that's good. I let go of the hammer. Bang, the gun goes off.
I wish I understood what any of that kind of stuff means.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
He said it took him almost an hour to realize that he shot her. He thought maybe she was having a heart attack, and I was only able to see her for about 60 seconds after the fact, and then they were all rushed off the set. An AD does back his story, saying he never had his hand on the trigger. Here's what Alec had to say about whether or not he thinks the set was sabotaged.
Okay.
Do I believe that the set was sabotaged? No, because I can't imagine how that would have been affected. I don't know how somebody would have done that.
And also, why? Like, who would have it out for...
Whomever.
Whomever. Right. Like, right. All these no-named people and Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. He did say that he will never do a movie that will include a gun ever again.
Wow. Yes. That's pretty... I mean, that's a... drastic line in the sand for an actor.
Seth Rogen ended up front row at that Adele concert. If you guys watch the special, him and his wife were front row. It was totally by accident, hears him telling the story. By the way, they smoked a ton of weed before they showed up.
He smokes a ton of weed all day, every day. He'll tell you that.
We go up to the desk and they give us our tickets, and our seat numbers literally are 1A and 1B. And I'm like, oh,
it doesn't get bigger. Like,
that sounds close.
Yeah, it sounds real close.
And if Adele, you're watching this, why did you do that? And there was, because the whole time I'm like, there is so many more famous people than me here who should be sitting where I'm sitting. And I could just like feel them be insulted that I had such a good seat.
That's pretty funny.
All I kept hearing about, because I didn't see the special, but I kept hearing like the late night hosts and people making cracks about how often the camera panned to Seth Rogen.
Right.
Like even they were like, why are you here?
Right.
He said he had no idea that the show was being filmed, and when they showed up, there were all these, you know, this camera crew, and then he's like, maybe it's just like this little filming, and then he saw Oprah and was my gosh, where are we?
That's an experienced weed smoker to not get rattled by all of that.
I know. Right.
Something fun out to watch this weekend on Apple TV Plus, Mariah Carey's The Magic Continues.
Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea. Glad you're with us on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you listen to podcasts. I know this holiday season you wonder, what am I supposed to tip? What's too much? What's too little? We have our holiday tipping guide. We'll help you today.
Jay Towers in the morning.
This holiday season, we run into the situation where we sometimes, you know, have people in our lives that we got to tip, right? You get like the little extra money that you give to somebody that you maybe deal with back and forth throughout the year. Maybe it's the person that does your hair, or maybe it's that reliable babysitter throughout the year. Maybe the people that help you to cut the grass, or even your mail carrier, which I think there's a limit on them what you can give.
There is. I think it's like $25 or something like that.
Yeah. I feel like I want to give money to my UPS guy, who I really, really like, who I've gotten to know, and I feel like the FedEx guys are great that come to my house. You got to time it out when they're going to, those are the guys you don't know when they're coming.
Yeah, for the most part, you do want to tip those guys, but every once in a while, you want to call and report them. So.
Well, who'd you call and report somebody?
I absolutely did. It was the last thing I did before I went to bed last night. I just hope that my complaint gets through.
So this person won't be getting a tip.
You know what? I ordered something that wasn't even supposed to be here until the 10th. Yeah. And I was so excited because I was getting it yesterday and it was going to arrive at 8 p.m. At 8:11, a UPS man stood outside my front door, never rang my bell, and left a note saying we attempted to deliver this and took the package back with him. And I came upstairs and I was just about to go to bed, and Warren's like, could you let this go maybe? And I was like, oh, no. No, I'm calling numbers. Here I go.
So you mean he was at the door and he
was at the front door outside my building holding my package, not ringing my bell. And he left one of those little UPS notes that said, we attempted to deliver. And I went, and you did not. And I'm going to get you in trouble with Amazon.
Wow.
Just in time for the holidays.
Well, it is the holidays, so maybe we could go lighter on them.
That's what Warren said, but I was all fired up. He was like, wow, they're going to bring it back tomorrow, Allison. And I was like...
Did the guy maybe not know that you could ring a bell? Like, maybe you have one of those outside doors, right? I'm assuming that's
locked. There's a little keypad. Yeah, there's a little keypad thing. But you know what the thing about Amazon and UPS and all of it is they usually never ring my bell anyway. They just leave it.
But
you know what I mean?
But inside that room, right? You have a...
Sometimes they leave it outside the building. Sometimes they'll bring it inside the building. Sometimes they'll take it all the way up the stairs. It really always depends. But they very rarely ever ring my bell. So, yeah, I'm sure I'm a Grinch. And mostly, I'm sure nothing will come of it. I just needed to blow up some steam to a nice Amazon guy in Germany.
In Germany. Well, I don't see Amazon or UPS on my top six tips. But for your mail carrier, they say a 27% tip will be nice. 27% of people will tip, I should say. And it's about $20.
Does everybody have this? For a long time, I had the same mail carrier.
Yeah.
And my old neighbor, who lived across the hallway forever from us, she always made sure he got something. But ever since I don't have him anymore, I don't know that I have the same person regularly.
Yeah, sometimes when you see different people, you don't know what to do. right?
Right. I 9 times out of 10 have the same carrier. And if it's not Dave, who I love so much, they rotate between two others. Mm. So if I were to tip him, I'd want to make sure that I got him.
You're so lucky. It's because you live in Mayberry.
Yeah.
You do. I mean, literally, Andy Griffith lives down the street. Mm-hmm.
Is Dave going to get something?
He will get something, yes.
The housekeeper, don't have one. But people that have a housekeeper, tip them $50.
Yeah, I would think so. I would for sure do that. That's also, someone that's in your house weekly.
Yeah. Also, like a babysitter or daycare provider, they say a good tip is $50. A teacher, I know that sounds like you wouldn't give a teacher money, but we typically have over the years given our kids teacher gifts, and they usually say $25, a $25 range gift is nice. And obviously a small gift instead of cash or a coffee gift card or something like that.
Yeah, I think that they like coffee gift cards, Amazon gift cards. I remember when I was in first grade, I made my teacher, Mrs. Bondi, an apron. Me and my grandma spent time. We sewed it. And that was my gift
to
her.
So thoughtful.
That is nice. And I bet your teacher loved that.
Yeah, I bet.
We always, like, my mom always, I never knew what the teacher gift was, but I always had to bring it to school. And my mother always, it was always stationary. And I only know that because of the thank you card from the teacher. Dear Jason, thank you so much for the beautiful stationery. I'll always use it.
Back when we were kids, I remember stationery was a big deal.
Yeah.
All the grown-ups had really good stationery. Yeah.
And trash and recycling. They do hard work, and they're typically dealing with all your crap. $20 is a nice tip for them, if you can find them.
My dad was the garbage man in the city of Chicago, worked for the city of Chicago for like 30 years. As a matter of fact, when he passed away at the place where he worked, they put their little flag at half mast.
Yeah.
All the garbage men showed up. But anyway, people were nice to him in general all year long, but winters are brutal in Chicago. And I mean, I was just always amazed at how nice people were to him, especially at Christmas time.
Yeah. People are genuinely good. I mean, they are. There you go. I'm going to give you a Fox 2 News update now, let you know on the very latest going on. Another big round of closures today, school closures, as police agencies across Metro Detroit continue to receive a wave of school threats, most not credible. Following the tragedy in Oxford, 60 schools canceled yesterday as a precaution after more than 24 threats were made. I talked to Sheriff Wickersham yesterday, and he told me, I think they had spent the night before investigating 23 false claims. You know,
why are people, first of all, sick in the mind that they want to make false threats? And you are taking the police away from their job.
And we know this throughout just years and years and years of broadcasting and reporting, but people that do stuff like that, like, the idiot guy at the fast food restaurant who wants a day off, so he calls it up. Everybody always gets caught, and everybody always gets in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
For something that was just a really dumb thing that you did that you didn't think much of, but you took a lot of time and manpower away and scared a lot of people for no reason because you wanted a day off.
Yeah, yesterday the Sheriff Richard had a meeting and really showed the unity. I mean, it was him. It was the prosecutor, Karen McDonald. It was everybody from all different police departments, all kind of united, saying, "Hey, listen, if you're thinking about making a threat against a school, there will be severe consequences. There will be."
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and they'll go after you. They'll go after your parents. I mean, they'll do it. So don't do it. We are expecting the Oakland County prosecutor to announce today if there is a decision on criminal charges against the suspected shooter's parents in the Oxford High School shooting. Police say the suspect's father bought a handgun legally on Black Friday. So will there be charges? We'll find out. In the world of COVID, new COVID testing requirements for international travelers go into effect Monday. The three of us are not traveling internationally, not that I know of anytime soon. But starting next week, all international travelers coming into our country will be required to take a COVID test 24 hours before departure, regardless of vaccination or citizenship status or any of those things. The changes come as cases of Omicron are confirmed in several states.
I think it's better to be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't mind overshooting. I mean, I don't want to necessarily, that's not the most pleasant test to take, but I'll do it, you know, any single time if it means.
I'm all for it. The only thing that worries me about that, I'm not traveling internationally anytime soon, so it doesn't matter. But if God forbid you test positive and then you have to stay.
You're stuck.
Well,
yeah, you're stuck.
What if you're stuck at Disney World?
Well, that's a good, but that's, yeah, sure.
But that's not international.
Yeah,
Disney World Paris. Disney World Japan.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're going to be quarantining in a hotel room, but.
By the way, who's paying for that? Because I ran out of money and I can't stay here.
Right.
They're kicking me out of the Contemporary.
Yeah. I can't. So if you're going to put me up, otherwise I might be driving home. What else do we have? Oh, the ongoing strike at Kellogg may soon be over. The cereal giant has reached a tentative deal with the union that represents the company's 1,400 plant workers. That's good news. They say Christmas tree prices are going up. The live trees are up 30% this year. Artificial trees are the worst. I'm sorry. They're up 30% in price, 10% for the live trees. And that, of course, is because of shipping delays and truck driver shortages. You have these big containers out at sea that are still holding trees.
There's a lot of things out at sea right now.
A lot of things out at sea.
There's Pop-Tarts, mustard, trees.
Everything.
It's all out there. I got a note from my apartment complex yesterday just about happy holidays. Here's some rules for the holidays. And numero uno was no live Christmas trees. And I just had to giggle to myself because I was like, yeah, right.
They said no live Christmas trees in your apartment?
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, good luck with that.
They always say no grill on the deck either, and everybody has a grill.
Uh-huh.
The Gros Eel Parkway Bridge is open this morning starting at 10:30. It's been closed since May of 2020 for deck repairs. The work was delayed for several months after inspectors found the underwater support piers had deteriorated, requiring more maintenance.
Well, thankfully, they were on top of it, though.
They were right on top.
That's when you want to catch it, is like before it's a problem.
And finally today, the Whopper's turning 64. Burger King is celebrating by offering a special deal today and tomorrow. The fast food chain is dropping the price of its iconic Whopper to 37 cents for the first time since the 50s. The only catch, the discount is for Burger King Royal Perks members only. And that's that, you know, that's the
Is it too late to be one? Can I be one?
I'd sign up today. I would do it today. There you go.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
Time for Feeling Good in the D on WNIC, brought to you this morning by Blake Farms Holiday Market in Armada. This is a great story. More than two decades ago, a woman in her late 50s named Gladys tried to call her sister in Maryland. She dialed the wrong number. She got a random guy in Rhode Island named Mike. He was in his mid-20s at the time. She apologized and hung up, but then kept calling back, so they got talking. Now, 20 years later, she's 80, he's in his 40s, and they still keep in touch. She says he's a very nice person, and she loves him to death. Last month, they got to meet in person for the very first time. He was on the way to Florida for Thanksgiving and decided to stop by and see her.
Kind of raised by my dad. You always answer your phone. You never know who it is. Finally, I just grabbed it. Wait, before you go. Who are you? Where are you from? What are you trying to do? You know?
And after that, I had his phone number and I put it down on the paper and I always called it him.
I'm Mike from Rhode Island. And she just threw her hands up and she said, I'm blessed.
Oh, it was such a great day. Seemed like a family member to me, you know?
Oh. God, I love that story.
That's so sweet. Over 30 years. It reminds me of that Seinfeld episode, Donna Chang.
Oh, that's right.
Because the lines got crossed.
That's right.
And everyone kept thinking she was a Chinese woman because her name was Donna Chang.
That's right, yeah.
She wasn't. She's giving advice. And then,
didn't Jerry end up dating her in the episode?
Yeah, because he hadn't met her yet and he thought she was Asian.
Yeah.
And he was very disappointed when he found out she wasn't.
That's right. Hey, you're here today. I thought you never get to do something that we do every Friday. I thought maybe you'd like to. We have a little bit of time with you. You wanted to, we do something called Music to Make You Cooler.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to be cooler. Yeah.
And what it is basically, so if you like want to be hip and with it with the kids.
Totally.
You're like, yeah, I know what's going on. And this is like your cheat sheet.
Oh, cheat sheet, good. Cliff Notes. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah, because Allison, myself, and Chella, we always want to be hipper with the young people.
Oh, my gosh.
I am so hip, but you know
someone's not when they say that, right?
You're the one that keeps slipping in these Christmas songs, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're going to have a lot of fun today, then.
Okay. Oh, boy. Right. Okay. Here, 5 Seconds of Summer. 5 Seconds of Summer has a new song called 2011.
Why do we
can't we go back to 2011? Allison, your thoughts?
I like it. I'd like to do it, and and I like that song. I like 5 Seconds.
Yeah, are you? No, are you, this is my jam. Yeah, I'm on board. Yes,
this is
actually on my playlist now.
Chelsea?
I like it. It's good.
All right, very good. How about Ariana Grande? And is it Kid Cudi? Kid Cudi?
Oh, yeah.
Kid Cudi.
I like him.
The song is called Just Look Up.
Just look up.
Does Kid Cudi come in?
I don't know. I mean, he will at some point.
Yeah, he should. I mean, he sings. He's good. I saw him on a Saturday Night Live not that long ago. I already knew who he was.
Yeah.
But then I really liked him because both of his sets were really good.
Alan?
I dig it. Look, I want to fall asleep. But, yeah. She's got the voice of an angel.
She does.
She'll lull me to bed any day. Yeah, I'll take that.
Chelsea, good?
I really, really, really like that. And I think that it shows like a lot of her range.
5 Seconds of Summer is still my choice so far, but maybe my mind will change with Ed Sheeran and Elton John.
How can we fit this in 2 days in a row?
It was, now you're hearing Ed.
Oh, you're right.
So you're welcome.
You're right. I stand corrected. It's like it's a brand new song, Chelsea.
Yeah. Totally.
I didn't listen to it at this point.
Done.
Ed Sheeran and Elton John.
Look at that.
We did hear a little bit earlier this week, but we did. We only heard the Elton part.
There we go. There's two. So what do we do? Do we choose a winner?
No.
Yeah.
We got one more. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
no.
Wait.
Yes,
we don't choose a winner because you didn't play them all?
No, I got one more to play.
Okay.
I got James Arthur, Christmas Bells. Oh, yes, you're right.
I already got it. James, he's my guy.
He's your guy?
He's my guy.
Don't tell 5 Seconds of Summer. It don't sound
like it did every year.
When the mistletoe comes round, we don't kiss like we did all the years.
I don't know what that was.
I'm going to say yes to James Arthur. The thing about James Arthur is he always teaches me how I should love my wife.
Yeah,
his love songs are so like, oh my gosh, I am such a terrible husband.
They are. He is great.
So good.
But what you said about Ariana Grande, like honestly, all Jay had to do was say James Arthur and I started to doze off. Because you know it's going to be soft.
Yeah.
Soft.
Oh, it's so funny how music affects us differently. I could do it all day. Are you kidding me? I could go pump some weight with James Arthur.
To James Arthur?
Yes. What's Alan listening to? A little Guns N' Roses? No. James Arthur.
There you go. All right. So who's the declared winner in Music to Make You Cooler today?
Alan gets to decide. He's
Alan, you pick.
This is my choice, James Arthur. Yes.
I couldn't give you one word of the lyric, but okay.
No.
All I heard was,
fishy fork?
I don't know. Itchy fork? I don't know what it was. I'm actually curious now to actually.
Christmas bells ring out.
Oh.
Christmas bells ring out.
And who knew Jay had such a beautiful baritone?
Well, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in choir as a kid.
Oh, choir. Low, how
he's also gassy today.
Oh my God. We need to, okay. Yeah. All right. We need to chat.
Yeah. All right. How are we looking weather-wise?
We are cold. Colder, less windy. A little bit of snow south and west of the city mainly, so a lot of us don't see that. 50 by Sunday.
Let's go back into town.
Let's go back into town.
Let's go back into town.
One, two, three.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Come on.
Back in the Days brought to you by Xfinity. 54 years ago today, 1967, a guy in South Africa received the first human heart transplant. He survived 18 days, and then he passed away from pneumonia, sadly. But, you know, he was the first and made it another 18 days with a heart that was not his, which is pretty unbelievable. And we've come a long way since then, obviously.
Well, and that's not even what killed him. I mean, maybe had he not gotten pneumonia through the process, who knows how long he might have lived with What year was that?
That was 1967.
Wow.
A little before our time.
Mm.
Today in 1976, this movie opened up.
I had no problem. I had a nut. Legs are going, everything is going. No one's getting a nut. Guy comes up, offers me a fight. Big deal. Want to fight the fight? Yeah, I'll fight the big fight.
Oh,
So good.
Every Thanksgiving, my brother and I say, we call each other, we say the same thing to each other. Paulie, I got a turkey in the oven. Oh, Rocky. 27 years ago in 1994, we all got to hear this song for the first time during SNL's Weekend Update. There was really a time when SNL Weekend Update, there were so many things within that news update that brought us big pop culture phenomenons.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
There you go, Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. And I think there was a new version, a newer version that he did. Eventually, got radio played like crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
I think he changes the lyrics up actually kind of regularly.
Yep.
Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Britney Spears turned 40 years old yesterday. She celebrated with a getaway to Cabo with her fiancé, Sam Asghari, and wrote on Instagram, "I'm so blessed and grateful. Tears of joy today." She had like a little video montage of her day. Will she, fireworks
will
involved.
She keep Britney Spears when she gets married, or will she be Britney Asghari?
I bet she keeps it.
Yeah.
I also want to know where that trip stands that Cher's supposed to take her on. That doesn't make me very happy.
Yeah, she wanted to go on vacation with Cher once
and have ice cream.
Free.
Remember? Mm-hmm.
And Cher said she'd go?
Cher said, yeah, I'm taking you to whatever the island was to have ice cream.
Cher's a good person.
That's right.
Yeah. Demi Lovato said yesterday that they are no longer support their California sober ways. Being sober is the only way to be. So Demi is not going. I don't know if you remember, like a couple months ago, she was saying she drinks every once in a while. She smokes weed.
And she got a little heat for that because there was a word for it. It was like, it wasn't this sober light, but it was, there was a
California sober.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams has given us an update on her medical condition. As she stepped out of a wellness center in Miami, Florida, she had this to say.
Oh. Is your recovery going okay? Because everyone is really concerned.
Wendy is doing fabulous.
She's doing fabulous. Yeah. Any more words for the fans?
Lots more Wendy stuff.
That's good to hear. Bye. Love it. Thank you. Thanks, Wendy.
Oh, God.
I don't know why she's talking in third person.
I've often thought about starting that up, you know, talking about myself in third person.
Oh, I think you should. I think that is your natural evolution.
Someone really on this show needs to.
It's got to be you.
Allison's going to think about it.
That's why it's got to be you.
Playboy has hired Cardi B as creative director in residence. She's going to be responsible for the direction of the Playboy group's digital, editorial, and merchandising. Mm-hmm. She's also the founding member and creative director of Centerfold, which is a creative-centric website that's launching this month.
All right.
And finally, Carrie Underwood kicked off her Las Vegas residency, Reflection, the Las Vegas residency at the brand new Resorts Theater on Wednesday night. She is the first artist to perform on the stage of the 5,000-seat world-class theater. It is the largest and tallest in Las Vegas, and due to overwhelming demand, 6 additional shows have been added for May of 2020. Something to watch this weekend on Apple TV Plus. We have Mariah Carey's The Magic Continues.
All right, Chels, thank you. Allison, what do you have?
I say this a lot, but this is crazy. I think this is crazy. There are as many as 800 languages. That's a lot spoken in New York City.
Wow.
What? That in and of itself is pretty wild, but nowhere in the world has more languages spoken than the neighborhood of Queens. Queens has the most languages of anywhere in the world spoken in just that borough.
You talk about diversity, right?
And Queens. I just looked up. Queens has a population of 2.287 million.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a place to be.
Yeah.
Very nice. That's interesting. Very nice. So. We know that for our New York trip now. We're going to head to Queens. That's incredible here today, since Mr. Listers is on the way just before 8 o'clock this morning. But a couple things here. First, in a new survey, 90% of people say they'd be grateful to receive a used gift for Christmas. Why do I bring this up? Because, Allison, on a list of the top secondhand gifts that people want, how about Blu-ray, DVDs, CDs, and jewelry? But I also know someone special in your life has a lot of 8-tracks, so maybe someone would like to receive one of those as a gift, and then they get them off your hands.
God bless you. Please stand up and identify yourself.
Who wants the...
And then we'll make a... in a dark parking lot swap.
That's right.
And then no one will say anything to Warren. We'll say, that's weird that they're just gone.
No, what they'll say is,
that's incredible.
That's incredible. All right, how do we feel about this? There's new technology making it possible that maybe the next radio personality you listen to could actually be an AI computer with a voice that's hard to distinguish from a human DJ. In fact, a public radio station in California is already trying it out. It's all from a company called Well Said, who we'll be protesting out in front of.
Well, I always love a good story that shows how more and more jobs for radio personalities dry up.
Yeah. How little job security we have.
Those here's, make me happy.
Here's a sample. Are you ready? This is a computer.
Okay.
This is not a person. Listen.
The human voice is generated when the lungs, the vocal folds within the larynx, and the articulators work in harmony.
I like how they made him a little pukey, too, like a DJ.
Uh-huh. Here's why it's not going to work. He didn't say, coming at ya. He didn't say 8:45, 15 minutes before 9. Uh-huh. It's not going to work.
And he didn't say, good body, every morning.
Good morning in the morning.
The lungs provide the pump. They send airflow, as well as control air pressure, to the vocal folds. The vocal folds then vibrate, creating audible pulses that form the laryngeal sound source.
He didn't say, that's what I'm talking about.
That is never going to work.
Coming in at number 10.
It's so funny. It's so funny that we have spent so much time in our careers trying not to sound that way.
And
yet people describe us that way.
I know.
And it'll always be that way. You can't change the perception. And that's incredible.
That's incredible.
No, perception becomes reality, and it's usually sad.
Chelsea, were you ever a fan of Iron Maiden?
No.
Oh my God, don't do that when I'm drinking.
No, that's why I did it. How about Michael Sambello?
No, I'm not.
He sang the song Maniac. Because it's Friday, we need a little fun. Somebody mashed up Michael Sambello's Maniac and Iron Maiden's The Trooper.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and this is what that sounds like. Wait, come on, that's so great.
It's so good.
So great. That's it.
It sounds like a real song.
Sounds like a real song.
Yeah, that was a good mashup.
To someone like Chelsea, she wouldn't know it wasn't.
She wouldn't.
She'd say, I've never heard this song.
Like the beat.
That's right. What kind of bucks do you need to get yourself into shape and have a beautiful new treadmill? It's what looks like Allison got here. I'm looking at your... What happened here? So wait, this isn't... It hasn't arrived yet, has it?
No, it's so funny, too, because I just like half an hour ago got a message from Amazon that it has shipped.
Ooh, that was fast.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened to that one that you shot a video on it?
That's so funny because so many people asked in the thread yesterday, and it's, I guess I assume that you pay attention to every second of detail of my life.
Yeah.
But remember when the motor burned out and I had to start using God's treadmill, the road?
That's right, yeah.
Remember when that happened?
Yes, I do.
So my old treadmill, the motor burned out probably right before spring last year. And then, then it got warm outside.
Right.
So I was doing all my walking outside. Anyway, I put a treadmill in my cart.
Yeah.
And I was going to get a new treadmill. Because when I had it before the motor burned out, I was on it. I was on it every day.
Yeah.
I mean, after it sat for a year, I should probably put that in there.
Let's stick with the positive. You were. I remember
detail.
You told us.
It did sit for a long time, and then I used it. So Warren, just for no reason, I think I mentioned it briefly to him. And I have things in my cart. I don't know about you guys, but there's things in my cart all the time.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I'll purchase everything or I'll just get a couple things, but things just sit there. The treadmill, I wasn't going to be able to pull the trigger on for a couple weeks. It was like a $270 treadmill. Anyway, the night before last, after, close to a box of wine, he says, I'm going to get you a treadmill tomorrow when I come home for lunch. I'm going to get you a treadmill and get a little bit better than the one that you have. I think first he had said, get a better treadmill. And I was like, well, that's really all I can afford right now.
Right.
And he was like, well, the last one didn't last as long. Get a better one. And I was like, oh, you know, then he says he's buying it for me. Merry Christmas. He said, because I know that you will use it. And I was like, oh my God, that's so nice. So, and he even told me I could go up and get one to almost $500.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, wow. You should drink a box of wine every night.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that.
I love that he's drinking a box of wine.
Yeah, that's like his thing right now.
That is so funny to me.
Yeah. And by the way, it wins awards. It says right on the box, just so no one thinks he's super cheap. It's award-winning boxed wine. But anyway, I was telling Chelsea about it yesterday, and I'm not a completely terrible person, but I'm taking everything out of my cart so that I can just, you know, I don't want to order everything that's in my cart.
Right.
So I do save for later. I could have just done buy it now, but I got to change the credit card information. It's a thing. So I empty my cart out except for the new treadmill that I'm putting in there. And then maybe I kept like three other things.
And then you use his credit
card. And he did it. And then So I'm not a terrible person because I did scam him. He bought me a treadmill and a sweater and a pair of sweatpants and a third thing.
This is fine.
But before you judge me and tell me, wow, what a terrible thing to do to someone that just did something nice for you, I only picked a $330 treadmill.
So there you go.
So it's a wash. Instead of going up to, you know, a $500 treadmill, I got some sweatpants and a sweater and a third thing.
Yeah, I think you did right. And he's done with Christmas shopping. He doesn't have to get you anything.
Well, and we don't have to, and he doesn't need to know that this conversation happened. He only offered to buy me a treadmill, not some other things in my cart. So whatever. If you tell him that I said this, I'll just deny it.
Listen, you guys have been together for like 30 years. At this point, your money is all combined.
That's right.
Can I just give you the takeaway from your treadmill experience on Facebook? The takeaway is that I feel like we need to give Birmingham bucks to Mary Costa.
Oh.
Who said, Warren's a good man. Nice to hear someone being supported by their partner instead of sabotaged at every turn.
Wasn't that? I gave her
Keep
a love.
Up the good work, Allison.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, Mary, I hope someone in your life is not sabotaging you at every minute.
I thought
minute.
The same thing. That's why I didn't just like her comment. I gave her a love.
You remember. You did. You did give her
mm-hmm.
a love.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, call us. We'll give you a nice, we'll give you Birmingham bucks today.
Look at that.
Because I don't want that to be your life.
Look at all these generous men in my life just giving.
Good Lord. All right. It's Friday, and every Friday on our show, we play a little something called Mr. Listers, and he is here in studio with us as always, Rick from Fox 2.
Rick, good morning.
Hello to you. How are you?
I am well, sir.
You ready for the weekend?
Absolutely.
He is ready for the weekend. We're ready to play, too. How does Mr. Listers work?
Today's a four-round game for each round. The category is presented. As long as you answer correctly, you stay alive. Last person standing wins each round. And I've said this often, Jay. Mm. Over the past 3 weeks, one win apiece.
Oh, so anything can happen today.
Yeah.
Anything can happen today. All right, we're ready. Let's play Mr. Listers.
Tell us round one. Name one of the 12 ingredients in Rachel Ray's quick chicken noodle soup recipe.
Chicken.
Yes. Allison.
Noodles?
Egg noodles. Very good. Jay.
Carrots.
Indeed, sir. Chels.
Broth.
Chicken stock. Very mm-hmm. good. Allison.
Celery?
Very good. Yes. Jay.
Salt and pepper.
Yes, sir. Chels.
Dang it. I was going to give that one. How about oregano?
Did not make the list. Very sorry.
Good guess, though.
An Italian seasoning?
Allison.
Would there be onion?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Jay.
How about garlic?
Garlic did not make her list. Very sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Allison wins round one. Ingredients overlooked include bay leaves, dill, extra virgin olive oil,
right,
which is a staple in many of her recipes.
Yeah.
Parsley and parsnip. After one round, Allison with the early lead. Round two, Allison. Name one of the top 10 most common animals that are black and white.
Zebra.
Yes, Jay.
A skunk.
Correct, sir. Chels.
A panda.
Very good. Allison.
What about a dog?
I'll give you Dalmatian, ma'am.
Yeah. That's totally what I meant.
Jay.
Well, what about a cat? I've seen a million black and white cats.
Mm-hmm. Looking for most common, as in all the time black and white.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm out.
Very sorry, sir. Over to you, Chels.
I think I'm going to be out, too.
Gosh, hang in there, because I'm going to be out.
Oh, my God, I have one.
Why do I keep thinking, like, beaver? I know beavers are not black and white.
Nice answer.
Let's see. What about a chimpanzee?
Good answer. Did I make it, Chels? I'm sorry. Yeah. Allison wins round two as well.
I was going, it's too late. Orca? I was out. I was going to say penguin.
Penguin, yes.
Oh, die.
List of animals that are black and white not mentioned include the badger, a Holstein cow, orca whale, penguin, ruffed lemur, and white tiger.
Oh, ruffed lemur, for sure.
How did we not get cow?
I know.
Allison's out rough lemur watching constantly.
After two rounds, Allison with a 2-0 lead. J round three. Name one of the main characters from the Looney Tunes cartoon series.
Now you're speaking my language. Bugs Bunny.
Yes, sir. Chels.
Tweety.
Very good. Allison.
I just don't know the difference between the cartoon people, so... Elmer Fudd.
Yes, you got it. Jay, over to you.
One of my favorites. Always interesting. Would love to have spent time with him. Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
What about Roadrunner?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice work.
Very good. Yeah. That was it.
What about Woody Woodpecker?
Not on the list.
The other one? I don't know.
Over to you, Jay.
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig. Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm out. Oh. I don't know anymore.
I'm very sorry, Chels.
Sylvester
Jay's
the
just
cat.
He can't show off now because we were out too early.
I know. You actually defused me.
Looney Tunes characters overlooked include Daffy Duck, the Martian, Pepe Le Pew, Speedy Gonzalez, Sylvester, as Jay mentioned, Tasmanian Devil, Wild E. Coyote, Yosemite Sam. Mm.
Oh, I should have known more of those.
After three rounds, Allison over J 2-1. Chels ready to score round four. Chels, with the exception of the dollar coin, name an individual featured on any bill or coin currently issued by the U.S. Treasury.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yes, on the $5 bill and the penny. Allison?
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
We're not talking about the dollar coins. Try again.
Oh! Because that's what you said when you started that question.
Yes,
okay, good.
There's too many of them.
I just wanted to get the big ones out of the way. Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, on the $100 bill. Jay.
Andrew Jackson.
$20. Yes, sir. Chels.
Thomas Jefferson.
On the $2 bill and the nickel. Over to you, Allison.
George Washington.
George on the dollar and the quarter. Jay.
Chester A. Arthur.
Did not make my list.
No.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
You keep referring back to coins, but you completely dismissed my Dwight D. Eisenhower. Isn't he on the dime?
No, ma'am. He's on he was on a dollar coin.
Oh, look, who's that guy on the dime?
Yet to be mentioned.
Is it Kennedy?
Okay. No. He looks like somebody.
Over to you, Chels.
What about FDR?
Is on the dime.
He is?
Problem
Give me a
solved.
Dime. Where's a dime? That's Eisenhower.
Three to go, Chels. Right, Allison.
Do you cook up a way for us to sound dumb every week?
We haven't seen money in a while. How many are left, Rick?
Three to go. Two are bills. One's a coin.
Oh, my gosh. Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes, $50. Chels.
What about James Madison?
Did not make it. I'm very sorry, Chels. Okay.
How about Dolly Madison?
Allison, wins round four. Overlooked was Alexander Hamilton on the $10 bill and JFK on the half dollar.
I knew JFK was on something.
By a score of 3-1, Allison is the winner today. Congratulations.
Nice win. That a brutal game. Some of the Christmas mistakes that we make or holiday mistakes that maybe you can avoid or get ahead of this year. The number one thing people say they do, leaving tags on gifts. I'm assuming leaving tags meaning the price? The price tag on gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I usually put a sticker over the price, like a little holiday sticker.
Boy, they've made stuff really easy, though, now. Because now they always ask, do you want a gift receipt? Which is nice, because when you get the gift receipt,
it doesn't have money on it.
Yeah, right. It doesn't have how much you spent, and you can put it on the box. The problem with the gift receipt is it has a date on it. So they'll know when you bought the gift.
I always get screwed with that, because I typically buy presents, like birthday presents and stuff, day of whatever the party is. So I always get ratted out.
I'm running out of wrapping paper on Christmas Eve. You try to get ahead of your wrapping and not do it on Christmas Eve, you'll be okay. I like to, like, I always traditionally have wrapped Christmas Eve, you know, by myself in the basement or something like that. But I, you know,
I'm the opposite. I usually have rolls of wrapping paper left over from the year before.
Right.
And that always kind of bums me out because I want to buy new wrapping paper, but I have all these older rolls that I got to use up.
Sending out Christmas cards too late so they don't get there on time. Yeah, especially now. I mean, everything is really kind of slowed down.
Yeah, and here's some bad advice that I did a few years ago, and you wind up just removing yourself from people's lives altogether. I started just sending it, not for any other reason other than I don't think I had my address book or whatever the case was, but I didn't send a card out unless I got a card first. And after about 3 years of that, I noticed I got like 3 Christmas cards in the mail.
Uh-oh.
So...
You know what the worst is?
I got my first Christmas card the other day.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Wow.
The worst is when you follow that philosophy, but you get the card on Christmas Eve, and it's way too late. So right. You send a Happy New Year card.
You do, right.
Getting drunk on Christmas Eve and being hungover the next morning, oh, that's the rite of passage, isn't it? I mean...
Well, there's a saying, hair of the dog, so you just re-drunk yourself first thing Christmas
mimosa,
morning.
Right?
That's right. That's
mimosa.
What they're for. Or Bloody Marys.
Bloody Mary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When the presents you mail don't get there, like my brother brought this up to me. He's like, I'm mailing your presents now because I don't want to run into what we ran into last year. I didn't even remember, but allegedly, and now that I do remember, yeah, I don't think we opened his gifts until like the 29th or the 30th.
But that's kind of fun because then you know, a couple days later, you're still opening gifts.
Yeah, that's not a problem. We had the same thing because of COVID last year. We didn't spend Christmas with Warren's family. And so the gifts came out and I don't think we got them until well into January and whatever. I mean, gifts are coming and you know it. Yeah. So that's fine.
My favorite one on here, by the way, is screwing up Christmas dinner. Just screwing it up. And it happens. It could easily happen.
And there's so many ways you could take that.
I know.
W-N-I-C. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday. I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Battle of the Sexes brought to you by Oakland Mall. Two contestants ready to play. Allison is going for win 7 with Hillary up against Justin. It's $50 a win. Chelsea asked the questions. Let's play Battle of the Sexes.
Allison, what's the first thing new parents buy after finding out they're having a baby?
Oh my goodness, what would be the first thing you buy? A crib?
Number one answer, ooh. 10 points. Jay, name a specific occupation where someone wears sneakers.
A specific occupation where someone wears sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
A gym teacher.
That is the second best answer. 5 points for that. A basketball player was number one. Allison, even in a tidy house, name one place where there's usually junk hidden away.
I have two. I'm torn. Under the bed?
Second best answer. Okay. 5 points for that.
In the closet?
Closet was number one.
Oh my God. Sometimes when my daughter comes, I lay on her floor and watch TV, and I'm like, and I can see under her bed.
Uh-huh.
Like, how much crap do you have under here? At least it's in those tote things, but there's so much stuff under that bed.
Jay, what are two brothers most likely to fight over?
A toy.
Second best answer, 5 points for that. Girls was the number one answer.
I was gonna say that, but it's weird. Brothers don't fight
over girls.
That's bro
code, yeah.
That's so weird.
Allison's in the lead at 15-10. Allison, name something a craft lover would have a lot of.
Glue.
Number one answer, yeah. Yes, 10 points.
Why are you on fire in life this week?
I don't know.
God, get her a treadmill, and all of a sudden.
And Jay, name a patriotic song.
God Bless America.
Number
second
two.
Best answer, yeah. 5 points for that. Star Spangled Banner was number one.
Now it's going to win the game.
Yeah, Allison wins 25-15.
Hey, Chelsea, didn't even need to say it. I know. All right. There you go. It's a week of losses here.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.